Hatty Blog Boo Volume 6. I Am a Malco, Part 1. Written by and from the perspective of Hatty Chamberlain, read by Peter Smith. People sometimes say, "Oh, so-and-so fell from the ugly tree when they were born," which is mean and I don't approve. Some really mean people say, "and hit every branch on the way down." What a ridiculous thing to say. People do not fall from trees when they are born. They are squished out of their mum's area, sometimes accompanied by a poo. Much more dignified. Anyway, continuing this awfully highbrow topic, I think if such trees existed, I would have fallen from the Malco tree. For those of you who don't share my awesome vocabulary, Malco is short for malcoordinated, which I've just looked up and apparently isn't in the dictionary, but nevertheless was a well-known term when I was growing up, used to describe someone who is not very good at coordination. Basically, if you were a Malco, you were just crap at movement and holding things. But it doesn't stop there. There is seemingly no end to the list of things at which I am crap. Here's a short one. Eating. Walking. Sitting still. Drinking. Putting. Moving. In short, I'm a walking disaster, and you can't really take me anywhere without being hideously embarrassed at the special friend who's accompanying you in public. I'm crap at eating. I'd say a third of the time I miss my mouth. Our cream sofa is no longer cream, it's a mottled collection of Thai sweet red, chili sauce red, HP sauce brown, pizza greased yellow, and chocolate smidgen poo smear. A tribute to Jackson Pollock, if you will. Although it's not a tribute at all, but a sad reminder to my ever-suffering man that the woman with whom he is in a relationship is in fact some retarded lady child, which I'm sure prompts him on a daily basis to seriously question his life choices and decisions. I remember being at school and eating some toast at break time. My awesome friend Grace pointed out, "Dude, you've got a crumb there," pointing at my jumper. I looked down, expecting to see this tiny speck of breadcrumb. But actually, I looked like this. Crumb in hair, crumbs in eyebrows, crumbs on face, crumbs on sleeve, crumbs on skirt, crumbs on jumper. It was epic. I'd seemed to have amassed more crumbs on my jumper than constituted the piece of toast in the first place. It was quite a skill, but sadly one I have yet to leave behind in favour of the more adult skill of getting food into my mouth and it staying there. Quickly adds, power to make massive food increase exponentially through process of botched mastication to CV. The same goes for drinking. I often look like babies do when they teethe. However, it's not greeted with ahs or poor thing or give her a thimble of brandy. That'll shut her up. It's met with wide-eyed sneers of disbelief and sometimes pity, as perhaps I have an unidentified syndrome which means I am incapable of displaying motor skills more advanced than your average fetus. The sad thing is that there are so many stories of my unrestrained Malco-ness that I fear regaling them all here would be too much of a Malco influx to anyone reading it. There was a tale of Malco in my blog post, Hattie's Diagnostic Prowess, if you ever have yet to read or listen to it and want to know more of what I'm prattling on about. I'll save the rest and drip-feed you with tales of Malco from my Malco Pez Dispenser in due course. Happy weekend, everyone!